Paul Langendorfer lives and works in Aurora, Colorado, but he grew up in Buffalo, and baseball was a big part of his upbringing.
My dad has always talked to me a lot about Buffalo baseball. His favorite player was Ollie Carnegie, growing up in the 30s, Luke Easter. I remember going as a kid to War Memorial Stadium with my dad and watching the Bisons at that time. I remember my aunt as far as being an extra cast for The Natural.
He even had the opportunity to serve as a bat boy for the Bisons in what was then known as Pilot Field. He got to spend time not only with players, but some of the other Buffalo baseball characters, including Donald the Butcher Palmer and the Earl of Bud. In cooperation with the Buffalo History Museum, Langendorfer has authored a book, Baseball in Buffalo, celebrating the city as a home to the national pastime. To prepare the book, he had the opportunity to peruse through the History Museum's collection, which includes several boxes of artifacts once owned by the late baseball author and historian Joe Overfield.
Using his material, I was able to go ahead and find a niche and thought it was a great thing to bring to the public.
He also was provided access to the collection of John Boutte, who serves as caretaker of the Buffalo Baseball Hall of Fame room inside Coca-Cola Field. Boutte wrote the foreword for Langendorfer's book.
Well, Paul contacted me. He knew that I was an archivist and curator for the Bisons and needed my help, and I was happy to do so. I'm always happy to help with any project dealing with Buffalo sports history.
And like Langendorfer, Boutte was awestruck by some of what the Buffalo History Museum has been keeping, including a scorebook for the Buffalo Niagaras, which played more than 160 years ago.
That's from the late 1850s. I mean, that's something that's, you know, Cooperstown would love to get their hands on something like that. So, and here it is right here in our history museum. You know, how fantastic is that? You could make an appointment and actually go over and hold the book and look through the scorebook back from that era.
Other images of 19th century Buffalo baseball include the 1887 Buffalo Bisons of the International League, which featured a player named Frank Grant. He was an African-American who got to play white man's baseball decades before Jackie Robinson joined the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Grant only played approximately 3 years. He played second base, and then he actually moved to the outfield, for he had a lot of problems mentally and physically with the trials and tribulations of being an African-American ball player. He was actually, it's interesting because he unofficially may have been one of the first players to actually create shin guards, where he would put slats of wood under his pants to protect him from players coming in high with spikes high against him.
Although a lot of the book focuses on the Bisons and decades of pro baseball in Buffalo, Langendorfer notes there are also numerous images capturing the game elsewhere in Western New York.
There's, you know, regional of Niagara Falls, of Hyde Park. I have one in there of a Marion's team, which is from Marion, New York. I've got a few of outside of Hamburg, some of the hamlets, just even people. There's a gentleman in there who has actually lived in Colden, New York. So I try to make it as regional as possible, not just Buffalo and Buffalo-centric, but Western New York as a whole.
Langendorfer and Boutte agree that baseball is one sport that still has a strong passion for its history. While football's Bills and hockey's Sabres are the top draws in Buffalo sports today, Boutte believes baseball remains the most important game in the city's history.
Back then, you know, baseball was such an important part of growing up, and in the whole United American spirit was centered around that game of baseball. So leagues just were everywhere in Western New York, not just in the city of Buffalo, but just every town, every county had great leagues. And we actually found some really great pictures of some old teams from, you know, back in that era of the 20s and 30s and 40s.
Langendorfer will be in Western New York this weekend, appearing at the Buffalo History Museum on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.